Okay, I am currently at a stand that I can't even begin to pronounce the names of, but it's Max, and I'm with some people that are going to largely introduce themselves and tell us what Max is all about, because I just don't know. And they're lovely and small charity, and by the looks of things, and just have a good attitude to what they do. So here we go. You are...
My name's Jenny Lupton. I'm the Assistant Secretary and Trustee of MAX. Yeah. We're the Micro and Anophthalmic Children's Society. We support children and families who have been born with either microphthalmia, which is small eyes, anophthalmia, which is no eyes, or collarbone, which is like the cleft of the eye. So we're quite a specific charity. Yeah. We've got over 470 families on our database now throughout the UK. Yeah. We have regional supporters all throughout the UK. So we get families together in different areas.
Yeah.
We have three respite caravans as well, so families can take a little break.
Yeah. Well, it's needed, isn't it, I guess?
Yeah.
So why is there a need for a specific charity in that regard?
We're for family support, really, and to tell families that they're not on their own. There are other families out there with a similar condition. My son's 14, he's got MAX condition.
Yeah.
All the trustees and the committee and all our volunteers all have children with one of the conditions. So for all of us, it's very close to our hearts.
Yeah. So what do you do? So do you have so you have the events for the families and for the young people, but do you signpost? I suspect that's quite a lot of what you must be doing. Or
we do a lot of events to get families together. So we have a family weekend every year up in Lancashire.
Yeah.
We had last year 100 families attend.
Wow.
And we have our smaller regional events to give families the chance in their local areas to get together. We have pantomimes, picnics, theme park days.
Wow.
It's up to each supporter what they sort of organise for their families.
And this is UK-wide? You managed to cover the UK? That's quite ambitious for a small charity. So how do you manage to do that?
With a lot of support, a lot of families that rope in, and, you know, a lot of teamwork, really.
Yeah, yeah.
As I say, the trustees, we're all voluntary as well. There's 8 of us on the committee.
Yes.
And we all club together and we all... It runs.
So whereabouts are you based then? I mean, obviously you have a base somewhere.
All in our own houses.
Okay.
The secretary, where the registered office is in her house in Holyhead.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Myself, I'm based in Devon.
Yes.
But we have all over the county. So we're all over the
country.
Counties.
Different counties. Oh wow. So I mean, I'm just trying to understand why there needs to be a specialised... Am I missing something? I just don't know. Why do you need to exist in such a specialised way? Is it because those conditions are rare, or...?
Because they're so rare, I think, and because we understand that's why we, you know, the committee are run by volunteers.
Yeah.
We all have a child with the condition.
Yes.
So we all come from the same point of view.
Yeah.
And it is all close to our hearts, and obviously other families are in the same situation, and so they feel the support there, and it is like a big family.
I mean, is there a big psychological thing where, especially people are born with if they've got physical characteristics to eyes and or no eyes and stuff, I mean, is it a lot of it psychological support as well, I would imagine, because it might be one thing to be visually impaired, but if you've got a condition that looks physically different, is that an issue at all? Or
some of the children are very self-conscious.
Do you know what I mean?
Our son has got an artificial eye, and you know, he's very relaxed about it now, but some children won't go out without their eye in.
Exactly.
It's like older girls won't go out with their makeup on.
Yes.
You know, they won't go out with their which is, you know, it's for other people, isn't it, as well?
Yes,
don't stare at me job.
Well, so do you do that as well? Like, teach people coping strategies, not just to cope with their own feelings, but also to cope with sort of things that come up as and when, because we all get it. I mean, I'm visually impaired, as you know, and people do ask you questions, especially if you look confident enough to answer them. So you might be confident enough with yourself, and then suddenly you're getting asked questions because people think that you have a confident persona in terms of the questions they might ask you. And yet, it might be the worst thing on earth to be asked.
I'm not confident. None of us are medically trained. We're all just parents.
Yeah, I mean,
the
person.
We can only go by from personal experiences.
Yeah.
We do have support from specialists as well. There's links on our website to specialists.
Yeah.
To do with benefits and to do with prosthetic eyes.
Yeah.
So there is. We have got external links that are helping us.
So you're a small charity that covers a lot of ground, and I think for me, that's important, that you know, the young people have that psychological support as to how they feel about themselves and how others react to them as well. So it sounds like you're doing a wonderful job, and thank you very much.
And we love it.
Thank you. Yeah, well, exactly. It comes across.
Our website is www.max.org.uk.
So www.macs.
Yeah, macs.org.uk. We're also on Facebook, Max Charity.
Okay.
And we've also got Twitter, which is, again, at Max Charity.
Awesome. Well, you will be tweeted upon, and we will send you this audio. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you very
much. Slightly nervous, but you did very, very well, I thought. And now she's having a good laugh, which is good for the soul. We'll speak to you soon. Thank you.